8:09. I can't help it. I always want to either give away a t-shirt to the 15th caller or say something like, the most music on the Big 72. But this is just a little extra energized interlude rejoiner music to get you going these days.
Waiting for the break of day.
Yeah, it's time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. Good morning, Dean.
Once again, he hit the vocal. I don't know if you all, radio people will notice this.
Yeah, I can't help
it. He talked it right up to when they started singing. Bob, where will the WGN Magic Van be this weekend? Magic Bus, right?
That's right. Fred Winston used to say, and I can't do Fred's voice, Lord knows, but he used to talk about how I'm going to be giving away stale peanuts at a shopping center again this weekend. So I thought that up in Milwaukee they'd wait a little longer before canceling Summerfest, but yeah, they did it already, didn't they?
No, me too. I thought, everybody that has something this summer, and Lord knows we have plenty of summer outdoor music events in the summer, including Lollapalooza, that everyone has been waiting, doing like a wait-and-see kind of attitude. But last night, Milwaukee Summerfest officials decided to move the event. It was going to be June 24th to July 5th. A lot of people from Chicago drive up and enjoy the weekend up there, weekend or days, however they do it. But now it'll be spread across 9 days over three consecutive weekends, and it's going to be in September. And they don't know if they're going to be able to keep the same schedule acts as they originally had, like Bieber, Luke Bryant, Dave Matthews, Guns N' Roses were all scheduled. So they really don't know in what form Summerfest will be this weekend. They only know that it's going to be in September and over three different weekends.
This makes me think that at Ravinia, they're going to have to take a hard look at their schedule pretty soon.
Possibly. A lot's going to depend on what happens with the virus in the next few weeks and, whether people feel it's safe to be in large groups again.
Yep.
The Ravinia schedule doesn't start till June.
Yeah.
The big concerts, the starts with jazz in June and then kicks off in a big way shortly after that. So, the answer is we'll see. We don't know.
The Garth Brooks show went on last night, didn't it?
Yeah, this was kind of cool on Facebook. Garth Brooks and Mrs. Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, put on an hour-long show of music and of chatting, and this is a little sample of it.
I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been, if it had not been for love.
It don't matter to the sun if you go or if you stay.
Lost, but now blind, but now I see.
The beautiful version of Amazing Grace, during which Garth Brooks actually visibly got choked up during it and had to stop playing the guitar. Trisha Yearwood finished singing the song a cappella. Now, here's the thing. 3 million people watched this on Facebook last night. It crashed the site three different times because so many people were trying to watch Garth Brooks on this.
Wow, I'm not surprised. Also in Dean's music news department this morning, Pearl Jam, what's up with them?
Yeah, they are about to release a new album that's going to be coming out in about a week, but they are offering a free preview of the album. You have to call a telephone number that they have set up, which is 585-20-PEARL, 585-20-PEARL. And then you can, it'll put you through a couple of different prompts and try to sell you a couple of things also along the way.
Of course.
But then eventually you get to hear some tracks in, the glorious fidelity that is your telephone of Pearl Jam. But it's out there. The Gigaton is the name of the new album. And it'll be out in a couple of weeks if you can wait for that. Also, Donald Glover finally put out his new album officially. He released it online about a week ago, and then within just a few hours, he took it off Nobody really knows why that happened, but yesterday he did release the new album, and so far it has not been removed. So far, still there if you're a Childish Gambino fan.
And has Tom Hanks tweeted anything new lately?
Yeah, that he and Mrs. Hanks, actress, singer Rita Wilson, are doing well. It's been 2 weeks now that they've been in isolation, 1 week in quarantine, actually, in a hospital, and then they're still currently in quarantine in the home in which they're living in Australia, where they were making a movie. But on Twitter yesterday, Tom Hanks said that they're doing better and wanted to remind everybody to stay away from others so we can reduce the spread of all the viruses. This a video that's worth looking for today. It's kind of lost on radio, but the lead singer of Judas Priest, one of the great heavy metal mm-hmm. bands of all time, mm-hmm. Put out a video telling his fans, his metalheads, to stay safe. And he's giving this very thoughtful message about washing your hands and keeping social distance while he takes a sanitized wipe and is cleaning his stirrups, cleaning his handcuffs, cleaning his whips. So
can't be too careful.
I checked. We are the only station reminding people, sanitize your whips before yeah. you do anything.
They could be doing that over on the heavy metal format stations.
Maybe. It's possible.
And it's good to know that Tom Hanks is feeling okay, because yeah. I feel like we all got sick when Tom Hanks got the virus, and we'll all be better when he's completely cured. You
yeah,
know
it's,
what I
it's
mean?
Kind of hopeful. I mean, it is hopeful that he got the virus. He did get sick, both he and his wife, Rita, and now they seem to be on the other side of it. So, you know, hopefully that's going to be the way that it goes for most people.
Dean, I mentioned this documentary a few minutes ago. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch it. It's on Netflix. It came out a while ago. I just discovered it. Inside Bill's Brain, Decoding Bill Gates. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it, and I've heard it's amazing.
It's really unbelievable. It's each of the three episodes almost an hour. I've watched two. I can't wait to see the third one. And after a break, we're going to play the audio from that TED Talk Bill Gates gave in 2015, where he pretty much predicted everything we're going through now.
Wow.
This is being passed around social media a lot. I don't know, Dean, if you've heard this, but it's unbelievable when you hear him talk about this 5 years ago.
Wow.
So we'll play that after a break, and Dean, we'll check in with you again tomorrow morning.
Good deal. See you then.
All right, sir.